now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Check of Sports on this Wednesday, April 27th. I'm Gary Lee. The Lady Zizzers 4x200 relay team of Laura Dixon, Reagan King, Katie Bowers, and Yasmin Brashears broke the school record Monday at the SBU Bearcat Invitational by winning the event in a time of 146.37. Their time surpassed the team of Stephanie Brown, Laura Paget, Carla Collins, and Melinda Bingham set back in 1985 at 146.55. Heston Miller broke the school 100-meter record on Monday at the SBU Bearcat Invitational as well. His time of 10:56 topped Aaron Estrell's time of 10:63. Before Estrell, Joey Meyer owned the 100-meter record, ironically beating out Jimmy Miller, Heston's father. That time was set back in 1998. West Plains Lady Zizzers won the Bearcat Invitational, scoring 100 points total. Second place went to the Rolla Lady Bulldogs, scoring 66 total points. Zizzer boys took second place overall, scoring 84 points. The Nixa boys took first place with a team score of 105. St. Louis Cardinals had game two with the New York Mets last night. Cardinals didn't fare well. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinal bats had a tough time getting anything going. The Redbirds did not get a runner to third, and the Mets put together a combined shutout with Bassett getting the win 3-0 over the Cardinals.
A season-low three hits for the Cardinals. They could not get anything going offensively. Three runs scored by the Mets were enough. Jordan Hicks, the Cardinals starter, was hit on the wrist by a line drive, had to come out in the third inning after giving up a couple of hits. He wasn't quite right. X-rays negative, that's good, but he ends up picking up the loss.
He was the losing pitcher, dropping to 1-2. Bassett the winner, 3-1, and a save for Edwin Diaz, and there were five hit batters in the game.
Yeah, we had a warning issued late on a pitch that hit Alonso in the head. It was a changeup from Cody Whitley, perhaps an overreaction, fortunately nothing materialized after that, but we'll see what happens today.
The Cardinals try to get back in the win column today behind former Met Steven Matz. He'll be opposed by right-hander Carlos Carrasco. We're on the air at 11:20 this morning, the first pitch at 12:15.
Cardinals and the Mets, they're at it again today. Pregame 11:20, first pitch 12:05. You can catch all of the Cardinals on KUKU and KWPM. Willow Springs Men's Golf League will get underway Thursday, May 5th at 5:30. The league will continue to be a two-person nine-hole scramble. And, of course, you can sign up at the Pro Shop or just show up Thursday night, May 5th. Members and non-members are welcome to play in the Thursday night men's league at Willow Springs. The Emmett Kelly Festival 5K Walk Run will be Saturday. Walkers and runners will meet at Lone Star Plaza, 119 North Grand Avenue in Houston, with a check-in time of 7 a.m. and the race start time is 8 a.m. $100 cash prize to the fastest female and male runners. Also prizes for fastest female and male runners in age categories, including youth. For more information, call Ann at 417-967-3771. West Plains School District is pleased to announce Jesse McGuire has been named the West Plains High School boys and girls head wrestling coach. McGuire will assume the head coach position as of July 1st, 2022. Former Kickapoo and Dora standout Isaac Haney has entered the transfer portal after one season at Missouri State. Isaac Haney won state titles at Kickapoo and Dora. And as a freshman for Missouri State, Isaac played in 32 games for the Bears, averaging nearly 16 minutes per game and 4 points a game. The Colorado Avalanche ended the St. Louis Blues team record 16-game point streak with a 5-3 victory at Ball Arena on Tuesday. Blues have been playing hot. The Avalanche is just a really good game. Now, the Blues will wrap up the regular season Friday night, and you can catch all of the Blues on Q94. That's a Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.